is it permitted to talk during a meal? The Gemara in Tainis says that during the Suda, Rabbi Nachman asks Rabbi Yitzchok to tell him halacha, tell him something, and Rabbi Yitzchok says, no, Rabbi Yonason says that ain mesichin besuda, you're not to talk in the meal, shema yaktim kanam avesh. Maybe you're going to be dangerous, you're going to choke. The Gemara then goes on, after the meal finished, Rabbi Nachman taught, Rabbi Yitzchok told Rabbi Nachman halacha that Yaakov avinu lo meis, that Yaakov didn't die, very relevant for this week's upcoming parsha. Why did though Rabbi Yitzchok teach this law during the meal? So the Rif says that, you know, he removed himself from the Suda first, and then he said it. And the Prima Gunim seems to say that, well, to prevent someone else from doing an Isser, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan preventing Rabbi Nachman from talking himself, so he was allowed to talk. Rabbi Yitzchok was allowed to talk himself in the middle of the meal. That's one source for talking during a meal. The Yerushalmi in Bracha says if someone passes gas in a meal, you're not allowed to say asusa, which is like a refuah shleima to him. You're not allowed to say that during the meal. Also by Bereishis, it says, in Baruch Chayitzar, it says, Vayomru Eloh, Vayesar Eishtecha, that the Malachim said that, but they only said it after they finished eating. So the Baal Turim says, you see, you're not allowed to talk during the meal. Also by Rivka in Chayisar, it says that Rivka only talked to Eliezer, offered him to give the camels to drink after he had finished drinking. So you see, the Sfarno says you're not allowed to talk, even when someone's drinking, you're not allowed to talk even to them. Now the Torah Tamima happens to point out in Parshas Vayechi that really the danger of this whole halacha is for the eater. It's not for the one who's talking, rather, it's for the listener. Because the eater, if you're eating and talking, you know how to, you know, swallow first and then you'll talk. But the listener doesn't know what the other person is going to say, and therefore the fear is that when you talk to someone who's eating, you're going to say something so inflammatory, they're going to have to, like, immediately respond, and they will choke. Shulchan Aruch paskens like this Gemara in Tainis, and the Yerushalmi in Brachos, says you're not allowed to talk during the meal. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah point out that even Divrei Torah are asur, because the case of Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok was talking about Divrei Torah, and they still said it was forbidden to do during the meal. The Aruch HaShulchan says that even though obviously you have a chiyuv to talk Divrei Torah at a meal, the Divrei Torah must come obviously before the food is served or at the end, right before benching. That's why we say Aron Aras Bavel. But what about in between courses? Are you allowed to talk in between courses of a meal? So Shulchan Aruch says later on, that if you bring wine in the middle of a meal, every person should make their own private bracha, because we're worried that if you say one person is yotze everyone, then they're going to say amen and you're going to come to choke. The Mishnah Berurah points out this is true even when they're in between courses. You know, because there's always going to be that person who's still eating, you know, who's always behind, and so maybe he's going to come to choke. So Prisha says, you see from the Shulchan Aruch, that even in between courses, it's forbidden to talk. The Eli Rabba says, no, come on, Prisha, you missed the Rama over there. The Rama over there says that as long as you say Savri, Maranon, you know, you say Raboisai, Raboisai, like I'm going to, you know, I'm about to say something, then everyone will stop eating, then it's permitted. So Mishnah Berurah is lenient like this Eli Rabba, that in between courses, you are allowed to talk. The Aruch HaShulchan as well seems to say Nired, it appears to me that the Halacha is like the Eli Rabba, but he also cites the Prisha, who is Machmir. Now, how does this apply nowadays? Nowadays, it would seem to be that, okay, at least in the middle of a course, not in the middle of a bite, but in the middle of a course, you know, you're eating your salad or you're eating your cholent, you're not allowed to talk in the middle of your meal. So how come no one seems to care about this nowadays? So three answers really are given. Number one, the Prisha says that we don't eat the same way that they did. They used to eat lying down, and that was more dangerous to talk when they were eating. But nowadays, since we sit up, we don't have to be worried about this. And the Prima Gunim disagrees and says we should be makbid even nowadays that we don't lean, but that is one answer of the Prisha. Now the Aruch Shulchan asks on this Prisha, he says, if this is the distinction, then why in the Gemara didn't Rabbi Yitzchok just sit up and talk Torah? Why did he tell Rabbi Nachman, I can't say now because we're in the middle of eating. Can't talk now when we're eating. Just sit up and talk. So rather, you know, and also says the Aruch Shulchan, obviously even sitting up is also dangerous. So what's a good answer? Says Aruch Shulchan, I have another answer. Maybe he says only talking a little bit is permitted. Long-winded Torah question is the only thing which was, you know, forbidden. And I would note, my friend here, I would add that Rabbeinu Chananel seems to sound that way, because he says the whole issue is only when you're talking bidvar halacha, which sounds like only long-winded Torah questions during a meal are improper, but to say a word here or two is fine. The problem is that Aruch HaShulchan himself points out, the Yerushalmi's case of a person passing gas, we said you're not even allowed to say one word like Isusa, like feel better to him. And so you see, even one word is forbidden. Therefore, says Aruch HaShulchan, I've got a third answer now. The third answer is that Shomer Pesuam Hashem, that since Kfar Dosh Be'Rabim, since everyone does this, it must be that it's not so dangerous. And that works really if you're an Am Aretz, but as the Sefer Hilchos HaMe'araisa points out, if you're a Talmid Chacham, you can't always rely on Shomer Pesuam Hashem. Shomer Pesuam Hashem means Hashem protects fools, you know, but if you're a Talmid Chacham, you're not supposed to be a fool, and therefore you must really still not talk during a meal. So Vishmiris and Nefesh Kolchasa gives another answer. He says maybe this whole halacha is based on Hilchas Suda. It's not really that it's dangerous, because if it was dangerous, then how are you allowed to stop someone else from talking? How could Rabbi Yitzchak tell Rabbi Nachman, you know, you're not allowed to talk during the meal when he himself was talking? So rather, this has nothing to do with danger. This is really an issue of Kavod Suda. But nowadays, our Sudas aren't as Kavodic as theirs was in the old times, and therefore maybe that's why it's permitted. Regardless, but the Mishnah Berurah does not bring any leniency nowadays, which sounds like he is machmir. V'divrei Mishomi, he is machmir. Rav Dirshu cites of Nevin Saul, cites of Shoma Zalman, that you shouldn't talk to someone who's eating. Sefer V'zos HaBracha seems to say it's us. Rav Halacha Berurah says ideally you should be machbid. So the best idea would be not to talk when you're actually eating itself. That seems to go against everything that the world does. You know, I guess tzarch in, I guess why we do that, we rely on the fact that Shomer Pesarim Hashem.